This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 329. We're to the final and fifth installment of the Jack Ryan series. We're up to Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit from 2014. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our intern.
Our not-so-special guest at this point. He's just one of the guys now. So Evan's back for one more go around. Evan, say hello to everybody. And if you want, you can let them know where they can find you.
Hi, I'm Evan. You can find me
at PopCulture33 on YouTube and Instagram, I guess. Yeah, that's it.
There you go. That's where you can find them.
Or Action Movie Podcast, whichever
now
one you want.
Now you can find
do.
Them every once in a while on the Action Movie Guys Podcast.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, so we're going to do what we always do best. We're going to give you guys our financials of Jack Ryan, see if this ended on a high note. And of course, we're going to give you guys the critics and audience and see their thoughts on this film. So let's start it all off with the financials. This movie was budgeted at $60 million. Mm-hmm. Actually, not that bad of a budget for this type of movie. Worldwide of $136 million. So it made a profit, but a little bit margin, plus 4Ks and everything. So it kind of made the money back.
It probably, at worst, it probably broke even. At worst. Yeah. You know, counting in those sales, because you want to go usually 2.5 times your budget. That's like the big rule. Some people say 3, but I've heard it's like 2.5. So this made about 2 times plus 10 with, you know, digital sales with Blu-rays. Yeah, it probably broke even, but it was not a big hit the way some of the first 3 at least were.
Yeah, I can see. What do you think, Evan? You're the expert.
Well, it did not make the money it needed because it canceled all the sequels to it. So they were supposed to have 2 more, Chris Pine and Kevin Costner signed on. Kevin Costner signed on actually onto 4 movies because he was going to do Without Remorse and show up into other Jack Ryan universe movies. And then Chris Pine was signed on for 3, to my knowledge, but they only made 1. So there you go.
Wow. There it is. All right. Well, let's get to the audience and critics and see if there's something wrong here with this picture. Why they didn't see it. Go ahead.
Well, okay. So this now takes the cake as the lowest critical score. It is 4% less than The Sum of All Fears. It has a 55% critics. Now, I will say, a 5-movie franchise and the absolute worst one is 55. That's not that bad compared to some of the stuff we've done, right?
That's true.
It's still over 50, right? And I know 60 is fresh by their metrics, but if more than half of the critics liked it, I think that's at least okay, right? Audience score, this is not the lowest, it's the second lowest. This has a plus 3 from the last movie, a 52% audience score. So audiences liked it a bit more than The Sum of All Fears, and critics liked this a bit less than The Sum of All Fears, which I think it's a little weird. I mean, it's close, but I think it's a little weird that they didn't like this one as much. But yeah, that's the numbers.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting because I'm looking at the right here, the money on it. And the most that it made was The Clear and Present Danger. It was the most. And then it went down to Hunt for Red October.
Yep.
Then Sum of All Fears and then Patriot Games.
Patriot Games probably made more than Sum of All Fears budget to financial success ratio plus the year it was made. You know, that early 90s money counts a little better than the 2000s money. But I mean, still.
Patriot Games was rated R.
And it was rated R. Yep.
That kept
all the nerdy teenagers out of the theater.
Yeah, so for those of you out there, I'm just going to give you guys a quick refresher of how much money all of these films made. The Hunt for Red October made $200 million. The Patriot Games made $178 million. Clear and Present Danger made $207 million.
Close.
Sum of All Fears made $193 million, and Shadow Recruit made $138 million.
Well, I mean, hey, at least none of them made like 50, you know, like a worldwide of none of them were bombs. So that's good.
No. And the budget, you know what? The budget was never like extramental, like higher than 100.
Didn't need
like, it's like The Hunt is 30 million. Patriot Game was 45. Clear and Present Danger was 62. Sum of All Fears was 68. And then they dropped it down to 60 for the last film. It actually not that bad of a budget for this type of film. And they made their money back with all 5. I mean, it wasn't like this juggernaut blockbuster that we see now, but
I bet if you add up the five movies, what Paramount spent versus what they made, they're overall happy.
I'm sure. Yeah. No, I agree with that. All right. So with that said, let's get right into this because I really want to talk about this film. Starting it off, I'm going to let, of course, our analyst of Jack Ryan go first. Let's start it off. Chris Pine for the first time, first and last time as Jack Ryan. Take it away, Lee character, Evan.
Well, I really, because this is a not based off any book. This is totally a fresh start. There's no book to base this off of. So you kind of get to watch this movie fresh, not needing it to compare anything. And I really, they move it in time of like either of the books. So I really like that we see Jack Ryan from the beginning and we have him at school and then we see 9/11 and then he joins the military and we see his accident and then meeting his wife, and we get to actually see Jack Ryan involved, but we're not stuck in that because we get kind of a leap in time and we see him. I think Chris Pine does a good job. I don't think he's perfect. I still think Alec Baldwin is my perfect, but he's not bad. And we get every aspect that I think we want. We got him doing his fighting, more action than we've seen in any other one. We saw him doing analyzing. And analyzing? Is that even a word? Analyzing. but we see him analyze. We see he gets to use his brain in that his brain actually helps solve stuff. And he's an important part. Like if he's not there, they couldn't put it together, if that makes sense. So I really like that. So I gave him a solid 4. I don't think he's perfect. I don't think Harrison Ford has a little bit of a nuance and Alec Baldwin has a nuance that Chris Pine just doesn't have. But it's not bad. I think it's a good character.
All right.
Analyzums.
I think he's been hanging out with us too much. he's getting the Alex language. All right. Well, go ahead, Nate.
Okay, all I could think of is Evan's scene from Love Actually. Like Evan's the guy standing with the sign outside Alec Baldwin's house. It says, to me, you're perfect.
He's perfect. The sign. As Jack Ryan.
As Jack Ryan. Okay, I pretty much agree with Evan's sentiments on this. I give him a 4. I think he's good. I don't think it's a bad casting choice at all. Like, I like Chris Pine. He's young, right? And one thing I do like about this movie is the first one that shows how he like hurt his back, you know, like he was in the military, gets the injury, like it actually shows it, whereas in literally the four other movies they mention it, but you know, there's never actually any flashbacks. Or even with, they could have done this with Ben Affleck because he was young, but they didn't. So I kind of like that, and I kind of like how they show how he meets Kathy, because even the Summer of All Fears, they had just started dating, but this shows like the origins of that relationship. I know, Alex, you're big into the whole Jack and Kathy thing, but I thought that was a cool aspect to it. Other than that, though, I think he was fine in the action scenes. A little too actiony, if I'm being honest. But I do think he was pretty good when he had to do all the analyst stuff, you know, like figuring out. So I like the scene in the van where he's like telling him, tell your man, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that. And then tell your man, he's got to do that. And then he's like, I'm the man, aren't I? I'm the one. Kevin Costner's like, yeah, pretty much. You're going to be the one. So I liked him, but I don't know. There's something about him that just kept him from a 5. Can't quite put my finger on it. So I gave him a 4.
All right. This is what I've been waiting for. Oh, yes. All right. So when it comes to my man, Chris Pine as Capitan Jack Ryan, I will say this, to be really honest with you, and all jokes aside, I did not give him a 5. I agree with you guys. I gave him a 4. And this is why. He reminded me of Captain Kirk in this franchise. Yeah. And I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I like his interpretation of Kirk. I'm just saying is that it felt like that. But what helps to me is I liked him more than Ben Affleck as Jack Ryan.
Agreed.
I will tell you that. I felt the roller coasters of emotions with him when he was acting drunk to get this, you know, to get the USB into the thing. He's fighting with Kathy, which you didn't, you know. I liked all that. My thing is that there was something missing, and you know what that was? It was another sequel to flush him out. Because I think if they gave him another movie, I think he would have been a perfect Jack Ryan. Because you already got the action sequences thing, which I was okay. I was a little torn with because I was like, I kind of liked him more in The Office, but he was younger. And Evan could testify that Jack Kerensky is this kind of version that we got in this movie. He's just like this. If you didn't like him in this, then you're not going to like the three seasons of Jack Ryan. But this is exactly what Jan Kerensky was. Towards the ending, he became the analyst, and I think that's what they were trying to do with this movie. They were trying to give him another sequel, then he just stays in the office, figures it out, blah, blah, blah. But kind of liked it, man. I really enjoyed him. Him and Christy Knightley as Kathy, I didn't like the actress part. I don't know. It's something about her. I'm not with it, but she kind of felt like Kathy, and I was like, okay.
I
she was
a
believable...
Huh? I thought she was good.
No, yeah, she was good. I'm not too crazy with her.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like, okay, this is Kathy. Like, she brought her to life. And it's funny, I texted Nate, and she worked in Lenox Hill where my wife works in Manhattan.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it was actually pretty funny. We were like, wait, Lenox Hill? My wife was like, that's where
you
I work.
You ask Angelina, like, hey, did you see her there?
Did you see Kathy?
Did you see Kathy Ryan?
But yeah, look, other than that, I think he was perfect. I just think he needed a sequel to flush him out. But I gave him a 4. I liked him a lot.
Solid.
Anything you guys want to add before we go to villain?
I thought the chemistry of Keira Knightley worked well.
Yeah.
With Chris Pine. I was at first, when you see Keira Knightley, you go, this is going to be a miscast. Because why is she fitting in this? I don't think she has the charm that we've seen from the other actresses playing her. But I think she was perfect for the Chris Pine, Jack Ryan. I thought I liked her in it. Much better than what I would have thought.
Yeah.
And also, I think we should say the worst Kathy is the Alec Baldwin one. She's nothing. She's not even in the movie.
Oh, that was the Beverly Crusher.
Yeah. She's barely in it. Doesn't do nothing. And after that, we got Ann Archer, Bridget Moynihan, and Keira Knightley. Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
And she lost the accent. She went straight. She lost the British accent. And I think that's what made her sound to me better. So I like that.
And I'm just now getting the Love Actually connection there, because that's who the guy holds the sign up for. There you go. I got it.
Comes full circle.
All right. Here we go.
Main
villain, Victor
Chernov,
whatever. I'll just call him Victor.
Sure.
Kenneth Branagh, Brenneth, right?
Kenneth Branagh, the director slash villain.
Yeah, the director. Yeah. Go ahead. Nate, take it away.
I didn't like him. I gave him a 2. This guy.
Wait, you really giving him a 2?
Yeah, I gave him a 2.
Oh, okay. I thought you were goofing around.
No, I didn't like him.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Kenneth Branagh as an actor. I did not like this character. I thought Kenneth Branagh was fine in the role. I could have, you know, he was in Tenet. I thought he was a great villain. And here, this seemed like a practice run with the Russian accent and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, what does he do really? He's a financial guy. You know, he has secrets. And there's all, and he's hiding the secrets. But like, you know, he has the one scene at the end where he's in the car and he's with Kathy. He's like, I'm going to put this light bulb in her mouth and she's going to bite the light bulb. And he's taking like, he could have done it. He's taking forever and ever. Jack Ryan runs on foot. He hits a car with a pipe. And the whole car just has to, like, you can't just keep going. It was stupid. And then that's it. They escape. And then he ends up getting blasted at the end by Mother Russia. They come out, they're like, this is for Russia. Boom. And he's dead.
On the side of the road.
On the side of the road in the freaking woods in Russia. I thought he was weak. Honestly, overall, I gave him a 2.
All right, Evan.
In agreement with Nate, I gave him a little bit higher. I gave him a 3. The only reason was because he wasn't a criminal that I thought fit a little bit better for Jack Ryan, that he's actually doing stuff that a Jack Ryan needs to analyze to figure out what the crime is, instead of like, oh, I'm just a drug lord and figure that out type thing. So I thought that. But the problem is, you don't know why he's doing it. He's building up these two nations to crash the market, and he pretend to kill his son to hide him in America. And you ask yourself, why? And it's a long ass plan, because he faked his son's death and then sent him over to America. And you're like going, what happened that started this plan? And why are we doing the plan? I think we have too many questions that I don't feel we get answered in the movie, unless I totally missed it. But I don't know why he sent his son over to America to blow up the thing except to do it. So that's why I gave him a 3, because I don't understand why he's doing the things he's doing.
I believe it was to cause a big financial collapse of some sort. But I agree with you. It's unclear. And it right, like these people, they've been in America for forever since his son was like a little, and they've been going to church every week waiting for the Catholic guy to say some words in a certain order. And they're like, finally, we get to do something.
Go.
Yeah.
I will say this in terms of the main villain, Victor. Mm-hmm. I agree with both of you, and I'm just the only thing I'm gonna say because I totally agree with Evan. I didn't know what the hell was the whole plot. I kind of knew they would drop. I mean, they were gonna collapse the economics of the United States, and Russia's will skyrocket because he kept looking at the stock. And I was just like, yeah, but why? Like why is the purpose? And, you know. And then I agree with you, Nate. Like he didn't do shit. Like all he did was got punched in the face by Jack. Like when he got caught. So like. I didn't like it. I wish he went toe to toe with Jack, but his son went toe to toe with him under the bridge. Even that was a little, but it happened. I wasn't too crazy with him. I like him as an actor. Kenneth.
I thought the acting was good in a not great, like
It was kind of weak. Yeah. It was kind of weak in terms of his master plan was kind of weak. And it was kind of, this is the only thing is like the thing I like about the Jack Ryans, it makes you think like what is coming next? What is going to make him whatever? When I'm the one who's figuring out that this dude painted the New York Goblin, like I'm like, okay, I don't like that. To me, it was just such a weak plot point in terms of the villains. Like it wasn't as in depth, but I mean, it is what it is. But I agree with Nate. I gave it a 2. I don't think he was formidable. I will say the scene in the dinner, that thing was mad tension when he's talking about his disease with Kathy, and then they figured out he broke into the office, and he's going, and everything's unfolding. I loved it. I was good like, acting. You know what, this dude is good.
He's a good actor.
Great acting, good directing in that sequence. But
I do like when he's when that doctor's giving him his shot, and he does all those little kicks on him. He's like on the floor, he's doing them little kicks.
Oh, because he stabbed him like 100 times with the needle.
Yeah. But it's just the way he's kicking him, like these little kicks. And he must be weak because that doctor just got up and walked off. So it's not that tough.
Yeah. So anyway, with that said, I gave it a 2. Nate gave it a 2. Evan gave it a 3. Okay. Action sequence. We're going to go with Evan on this one. What do you think of the action?
Well, I was going to grade it just for a Jack Ryan action movie. It gets a 5 because it has the most. I mean, how else do you say this is the most action we have seen? We actually get car chases, we get gunfights, we get punches, we get a like actual kind of like we already mentioned, he's fighting his son and underneath the building. Like we actually have action. We get to see Kevin Costner do sniping. You do all it. It's 5. Is it perfect? If I was to rate it outside of the Jack Ryan movies, it's between a 3 and a 4. So, but for the sake of it, because it's the end of Jack Ryan, I gave it a 5 in the Jack Ryan series.
All right.
I respect your thought process, Evan. I can't even argue with you, but I'll score it against the rest of the world. I gave it a 3. It's not that it has bad action per se. I actually really like the fight with that black guy in the hotel. I thought that was really good.
Yep.
When they find the bathroom and stuff, pretty brutal, you know, and he drowns him in the little bathtub, you know, with like a little bit of water. I like that. Problem is then after that, there's like nothing for a while, which is fine. This movie doesn't necessarily call to be nonstop action. So I don't mark off for it per se. Like it doesn't hurt the movie to me, but it hurts the action score. Okay, and then you have the end part. And my problem is like, it's kind of like regular, like generic as far as the way it's shot. It was not spectacular. You know, besides that one fight, I was never like, oh, this is, you know, amazing action. Or it was action, though. It existed. But I gave it a 3. I thought it was solid. I thought there was solid action.
Wow. This is interesting. I will say, I kind of enjoyed the action in this movie. I do agree with Nate. Very generic. But I felt like this had the most action in the Jack Ryan, like more polished than the other Jack Ryan movies. I gave it a 4. I thought it was great action for this type of movie. I love the car chase scene. I mean, you give me all day. I love that damn thing. He was driving all over the place. I thought that was pretty cool. Him running for Kathy, I thought that was really awesome because it was shadowed of him running in the rain when she was like, when she told him, if you run, we could go out on dinner or something like that. Mm. So I thought that was pretty cool that he booked it. So I thought that was pretty fun. I agree with Nate. It reminded me of Casino Royale when he fought the black dude in the bath, in the house. I mean, in the hotel. Yeah, like I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, I liked it. I wished it was, you know, it's kind of hard because he's an analyst. So it was like, I wanted more, certain, some more type of action, but we didn't get that stuff. So With that, I thought it was a perfect amount for this movie. I thought it was a perfect amount. Again, if you're gonna do the whole in the book, he's not this type of action, understandable. I will be like, you know what? Yeah. But if you're gonna go with the Jack Kerensky version, then this is right up that alley. And I gotta say, it's great action. I love this.
Not based on any book. Great. So they could do whatever they want.
Yeah, and I like the end. The ending was a little far-fetched for me, them fighting in the back and he put it on cruise control. So I was like, come on, this is New York. That shit would have been going all over the place, the car, because there was a lot of potholes. Yeah, there's a lot of potholes going in that area where he was going in Manhattan. But I mean, that's just nitpicking, having fun. But I liked it. I gave it a 4. So a 4 for me.
3, 4, 5.
Nate, what do you give it?
A 3.
You gave it a 3, and then Evan gave it a 5?
Uh-huh.
5. Look at that. 3, 4, 5. I like that. All right, storyline. Go ahead, Nate. Take it away with the storyline.
I don't think this is going to go 3, 4, 5. I'll tell you that right now. I don't see it happening.
This one right here, this part? Yeah, the storyline?
I mean, unless someone gave this a 5, I don't know, but
it won't be the only person
it won't be
that
me.
I know might give it a 5 is that guy standing next to you.
It won't be me. Evan made a great point that really ties to my score here, is that I don't know why everything was happening. Like, everything that was happening, I didn't know why it was always happening. And I hate that. Like, it's not even about like being smart or being dumb. It's just the way the story's written. You know, like, there's a lot of stuff that's not there. I liked a lot of aspects of this. I saw this at the theater, to be honest with you. I saw this at the theater and I didn't remember any of this when I was watching it. It was like I deleted it from my mind or something, because I was like, I literally don't remember any of these parts. I like the Kevin Costner character. I like his relationship with Jack. For some reason, I kept thinking he was going to like turn bad. I don't know why, but he never did. He was a good guy, so that was cool. So I like that dynamic. But even the henchman guy. So I'm watching the movie and I'm like, all right, he shows up to Russia. This guy picks him up at the airport, tries to kill him. Right. And as it's going on, I'm like, he's missing. The guy doesn't know that he's dead. They just deleted him. They went and the John Wick cleaners came in and they rebuilt the bathroom in 2 hours, you know, like, yeah. And he just has no idea that this guy failed at killing him. Oh, he knows he failed to kill him because he shows up in the office and all that stuff. But even at that point, I was like, why did he try to do that? Because I didn't know what was going on. So I was confused a lot of time. Other than that, I thought it was like fine. I thought everything was just pretty good. So I gave it a 3. I think it's a good movie. I just don't think it's anything more for me.
Okay. All right. Evan, go ahead. Can you beat a 3?
I'm not going to say 5.
I know that. I cannot beat a 3, but I could tie a 3. So I think this storyline is definitely influenced by post Jason Bourne Casino Royale. And I think that's why a lot of people were turned off to the movie. They're like, I don't want another character be reborn, or born, not pun intended, but you get what I'm saying, like this type of film. And they didn't go see it. And I think that's why the movie doesn't do well. And you have that good point where Jack Ryan, to make an assassin disappear who was by and have the people that hire them not ask questions, does not fit. And James Bond can make it, pull it off.
Right.
Like, he goes, hey, what's up? Like, he has that story, that like knowledge wink that Jack Ryan doesn't have. That like literally they would be going, okay, something's really, and to allow him to, like, the security around the bad guy should be up heightened because the assassin was killed and missing, but Jack Ryan is still there, but it's not.
Yeah.
So the storyline just kind of falls apart when you think of it as the crime, like the whatever is happening. But as a Jack Ryan character, I enjoy this Jack Ryan character. So I have that same mixed feeling. So I landed with the 3. I like Jack Ryan in it, but if I just look at what the movie's about as a sense of what's happening, like the crime, the mastermind, it falls apart. And so I knocked 2 points, but Jack Ryan, I think, is a strong character and everyone around it as well.
All right. Well, I will push back a little bit on that because he is a CIA, so they know how to make people disappear in terms of that. Like, all he did was leave the room and he said, I got attacked, and the guy is dead in the room. That's it. And they did the fix. He didn't do nothing.
Russians say, we hired an assassin to kill Jack Ryan, but Jack Ryan's still there. That's my question.
He never reported back.
No.
2 days later.
Yeah, but that, right. But yeah, that I understand. But yeah, in terms of Jack Ryan's character, like he didn't do the cleaning. He just said,
that
I was.
Makes sense. It's in regards to the villain. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, in terms of the villain, they could have did anything. They could have took his phone and pinged it somewhere to play it off. Like he was, you know, they could have did so much. not a dead phone.
He's writing the missing scenes in the movie.
Yeah. No, but I totally understand what you guys are saying. In terms of the storyline for me, very basic. In terms of, I did enjoy the movie for what it was. I'm not saying it's not, but I felt like the storyline was way too, how do you say, not all over the place. It just didn't concentrate on certain areas for me. For me to like when I saw The Hunt for Red October, I was into it. When I saw Patriot Games, I was into it. I was like, oh my God, this is pretty good. When I was in Clear Present Danger, I was like, shit, this dude is dirty, right? When I saw Some of Our Fears, I'm like, man, it sucks as Jack Ryan. But so then I'm like, what about this story that I could say was the highlight? The Sepp Jack and Kathy's relationship blossoming? I can say that I enjoyed a lot. Jack becoming, you know, going up in the ranks of CIA, going from the bottom to the where he is as an analyst / on the field. I kind of liked it. And I'm not going to lie, the ending was dope when he went to meet the president of the United States. I was like, that is cool. I was like, now that you know, for me, it was kind of fun because you get to see all the movies. He goes to the president somewhere, somehow. So I thought that was cool. He met him for the first time. My only nitpick that we did not get to see a James Greer in this movie also. I was like, I did not get it. Why there's no James Greer? I think Kevin Costner would have been a dope James Greer. I thought he was really good, but we didn't get that. So I was like, look, it is what it is. I gave it a 3. I do agree with you guys. I don't think it's a great story. I thought it was a decent story enough to kickstart a franchise. I do understand with Evan, with the Jason Bourne and all that. I think me and Nate alluded to this a few reviews back. Jack Ryan needed to be in his 30s, 35 to 40 to kickstart a franchise. He was too young here, Chris Pine, for me. And Kathy was a little too young, a little bit older. She's already established doctor. He was already established in the CIA. Bam, we got the Jack Ryan that we wanted. And then
also, this story jumps forward like 10 years and they look like exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, they're technically like, they're like, he's like 20 and she's doing her internship as a doctor. That's why she's doing the, you know, and gets to know that because it's 20. And then you get the 10 years and that's why you got that established like relationship and getting there. But, you know, I hope we don't age a lot in those 10 years. I mean, I was 20 and 30 and
I'm going to look at a picture of myself 10 years ago. I think I looked a lot different.
Yeah, I mean, well, it just depends on the people. Like, I think, I'll leave it to that. But in terms of storyline, I think the 3 across the board. All right, overall, anyone could take it up in the air. Anyone.
I'll go first because I don't have a lot to say. I want to hear what Evan has to say. I think this movie's fine. I think it's a fine movie. You know what I mean? Like, it has a lot of things going for it. It has a very good cast. I like Chris Pine. I like Keira Knightley. I like Kenneth Branagh. I like Kevin Costner. I really like him in this movie. I'm not a big Kevin Costner fan when he was younger. I actually like him when he's older in a lot of movies. I think he got better at acting, and I think his kind of monotone personality, kind of low-key, fits better as an older guy. So I like him. It looks good. It's well shot. It has some action in it. The character work is good, but the storyline's kind of meh. You know, it's whatever. It's only an hour and 45 minutes, which was good. It's not too long. You know, like the last two were both really over 2 hours. This one's a little shorter. So it was nice. I mean, I can't say much more than that. I gave it a 3. I think it's like a good, decent movie that you could watch on a Sunday, rainy Sunday, but it's not like, it's not an incredible movie. And I think what hurt is the lack of source material for them to work off of, where they had to make it up themselves. I think it kind of fell flat in some areas. So a 3 for me.
All right, Evan.
I gave it a little bit better score. I gave it a 4. I think as a Jack Ryan, you get Jack Ryan. How can you not like a movie like this? If you like the Jack Ryan character, you get Jack Ryan. You didn't. When I saw the preview, you're thinking, I'm going to get an action star with a Jack Ryan name. But we didn't get that. We got Jack Ryan, and I felt that was nice. I think you both alluded to my 2 points. One, this movie would have held up better if we got a sequel. I think that if you would have had a follow-up, this would have been such a nice entry, and then boom, you go into a second one where you get a better character. It would have held up better. And then you've already said it. No James Greer. I don't think they're as smart as Tom Clancy of writing up a mystery or a henchman or whatever. They missed that aspect. I think what they should have done is saying, we're going to take this part, but we're not going to stick to the book. Here's just something and gone with it. But they didn't have that. But you still get it. I think Kevin Costner, you're thinking, is he going to be able to do it? James Greer, this is a made-up character, I think pulls it off. I thought Keira Knightley shines when you don't expect her to. I think there's more strength than weaknesses as an overall movie, so I gave it a solid 4.
Yeah, all right. So look, when it comes to this movie, I'm going to be honest. I love this movie. I thought it was good. I thought it was a great start off point. And I will say this. This movie had one of the, not the best, like ever, but it had a great pacing to it. Because honestly, I was like, this movie is flying by. The minute I paused, I was like, hey, we're almost done with this movie. So I thought the pacing was really great here. I thought the action sequences was fine for this movie. I like Chris Pine as an actor. And I like his charisma, and he's a great leading man. Whatever movie he's in or what franchise he's on, he is really good. He could be a supporting actor, or he could be a leading. He's really good. So with that said, everyone had great chemistry. I gave it a 4. I think this is a great movie. And honestly, I think this is way better than Sum of All Fears in terms of and I know that one's a book and all that. I just think this is a way better to me rendition of Jack Ryan than Sum of All Fears. That was so dragged out and boring.
Oh, yeah, this was better than that one.
Yeah.
And I still think it was very clever how they modernized it and brought it into time using 9/11 as a jumping point for Jack Ryan to join the army. So that was such a smart idea to use that aspect. And I thought that was very clever.
And I like the way they use it. They didn't focus too much on 9/11. It was just a reflection of a mirror of the buildings on fire. That's it. And then the guy was like, Mike, I'm sorry for you, Mike.
Yeah, and then he's in the military. And then we see him in the copter. We see the accident. And then we see him in Pete. It speaks to you. It's great pacing for that type of story.
Yeah, I thought it worked very well. I will say this, though, Nate, because I know you're not big on rewatching films after a certain amount of years pass and all that. Is this a film that you will watch again over certain Jack Ryan movies that you saw?
So that's what I was thinking about, too. That always factors into my score. Like, will I have the desire to put this back in? Now that I have seen all 5 of them in this 5-week period, I can honestly say I would only revisit maybe, I think The Hunt for Red October is better than this. I liked Patriot Games a lot. I thought that one was like, it was like a little bit of good of everything, perfect runtime, good pacing, fun action. Yeah, it's stupid, but it's the kind of stupid that is like enjoyable, like that early 90s cheese. Clear and Present Danger had some issues. This had some issues. I don't think it's bad. I don't know that I would rewatch this like anytime soon. I mean, heck, it's been 10 years since I saw it at the theater and I rewatched it now. So, I mean, I can't imagine ever being like, I really want to watch Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit when there's other better Jack Ryan movies. So I don't know. I don't think it has a ton of replay value for me. But I'm not like a diehard, you know, fan of the character either.
Yeah, I definitely rewatch this one again. I really enjoyed, you know, watching all of these again. I could watch all like maybe 4 out of the 5. Mm-hmm. I did not like the Sum of All Fears. I did not like that one at all. The other ones I could watch.
I could watch any of them, but like, would I have a strong desire? I don't know.
No, yeah. I mean, the same thing. It's not like I'm going to go, I want to see Shadow Recruit. But
you
if
have to watch
TV,
them all. I feel like it's the kind of thing where you'd have to just be doing a full watch through. Because you're just going to randomly pop this one in.
I would. I randomly pick this one in. But I watch Hunt for the Red October. And I'm going to be honest, I watch it probably 3 to 5 times a year.
Right.
It's one of my go-to whatever. I need to feel good. Movies. I put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watch Patriot Game probably once every other year. Because I really like that movie. I don't watch Clear and Present Danger. I haven't watched that movie in years. You watch it. I have not watched Sum of Our Fears since I've been married, and I've been married over 10. So, and I watched Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit like once, probably same with Patriot Games. It's just a different Jack Ryan, and I like it. So it's on my rotation and like every couple years type things. But
no wonder you skipped my Clear and Present Danger episode. It's no one. No, someone else had to sign up. It worked out for you.
No, I think it was so nice watching you guys review it and seeing how much you guys liked it. Because as I was listening to it, I actually changed my reviews because I think I was a little too harsh on it because I wasn't thinking of the time period it was made and some of the tropes that are in it. And I'm like, I've seen this trope, but all those tropes come after that movie. Right. Like, wait a minute. So I was definitely grading it wrong. So I really enjoyed your review on it because it made me appreciate that movie a little bit more.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this Jack Ryan watch through. I had a really fun time watching all of them. I wasn't even bored.
No.
At all. I mean, except Some of All Fears
is definitely the worst. Yeah. But like, I didn't hate my life while I was watching it.
No.
This was a fun series to do. I think overall, yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast? All right.
So I can't wait for next episode. Next episode, we're kicking off Bruce Willis month with a little movie from 1993 called Striking Distance. I never even heard of this movie until I set it up for this show. And then, Alex, we got a big franchise coming up, okay? We're breaking it up. I've decided to break it up into parts, but we will be, for the first time in 320-something episodes, we're going to be doing some Star Wars. So we're going to be doing Star Wars, or A New Hope, if some people call it that, the first one.
The way you said that, New Hope.
Star Wars. The first one, Star Wars. And then you have Return of the Jedi. No, that's the third one. Then you have Empire Strikes Back, second one, Return of the Jedi. So we're going to be doing the original trilogy first. So we're doing them in release order. Later down the line, we will do the prequels, and then we'll do the sequels last. So, but Star Wars, like one of, if not the biggest overall franchise in the history of cinema, we're finally getting to it. So yeah, that's going to be kicking off next week.
All right, guys, there you have it. Evan, thank you so much for joining us on this last Jack Ryan franchise.
He'll be back for Striking Distance, by the way.
Oh yeah, well that, yeah, he is. But thank you so much. Again, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram, where we go live every other week on his account, Nateflix Reviews. And of course, check out the following week when him and his friends get together to talk about any movie reviews that they watched in the theater prior to that, and them talking shenanigans. Other than that, you guys want to follow Action Movie Guys, Geeks and Flicks on Instagram, and of course, our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.